DW。
那一些时刻，是心存白日，然后混蛋吧。借那么的见过就不到，用短期望作眼，借期间的见到若可想想借到大气楼想，那一路混蛋吧。My name is Kim Moon-soo. I'm 15 years old.
Kim Moon-soo comes from a family of Tibetan nomads, just like the 500 other girls at this boarding school near the town of Guluk. The school sits deep in the mountains of central China at an altitude of about 5,000 meters, surrounded by snow-capped peaks. Kim Moon-soo could go to an ordinary Chinese school down in the valley, a few hours' drive away. But the school's headmaster, Buddhist monk Jigme Gyaltsen, Jime Jianzan in Chinese, says he fears she'll forget her Tibetan roots if she moves away. As families here face pressure from the government to relocate to towns, Jigme says he's trying to preserve the nomadic way of life, the Tibetan culture.
Do they also learn Tibetan history?
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. It's integrated.
It's integrated in the Chinese history.
Next to the girls' school is a school for boys, with about 1,000 students. Students play basketball in the yard, while others study Tibetan in the library.
Half of all the books here are in Tibetan. The other half is in Chinese and English. And this is a statue of the founder of Tibetan language.
Monk Jime isn't just the headmaster. He also funds these schools from the proceeds of his business. He's the director of a local factory that makes cheese, yogurt, and powdered milk from yak milk. And that yak milk he gets from nomad families in the region.
All the nomads have yaks. They all have milk. But they don't know what to do with it. Now that they work together, they can sell it to the factory for a good price.
Sanjay is a Tibetan nomad. He wears a purple traditional suit and smiles when talking about his life in the mountains. In the house he shares with his wife, Nanjup, there's yak milk heating on the stove. Cupboards embellished with beautiful traditional wood carvings line the walls. During winter, they live in this winter home, while their son herds the yaks. In summer, they'll move closer to their 120 yaks on the grasslands, and they will live in their tent again, as generations before them did. Sanjay says it used to be harder to make a comfortable living from his yak milk.
Before, I had to do everything myself. I milked the yaks, I made the cheese, and I had to sell it by myself too. This is much more efficient.
Now Sanjay and Nanjup milk their yaks once a day. They bring the milk churn to a huge cooling tank, the factory's collection point on the nearby road. They don't even have to descend the mountain. The cooling tank holds 8,000 liters. A scanning device prints out a ticket that lists exactly how much protein, fat, and other nutrients the milk contains. The milk is brought to this factory in the nearby town of Guluk, or Guolo in Chinese. This is where the yak cheese is made. Monk Jime shows us around.
This is
the
model, the mold.
This is the art of cheese making. The factory produces 500 kilograms of cheese per year and 500 tons of milk powder, all made from yak milk. These products are then sold in major cities like Shanghai or Beijing, and even overseas. Professionalizing the production of milk and cheese in this region not only funds the schools, it also means the nomads are able to stay in the mountains and make a living.
The government wants people to move to cities.
The grasslands are drying out, and nomads have trouble keeping their head above water. The idea for ecological migration to save the grasslands from drying out came up over 20 years ago. It is controversial. After all, most nomads do not have any education. They don't have skills that allow them to survive in townships. There is no work for them in the modern economies.
The government in Beijing justified its relocation policy by saying it aimed only to lift the nomads out of poverty. But critics suggest the real goal of moving them from their mountain homeland is to erode Tibetan culture and language and make them more Chinese. Meng Jime says nomads carry the Tibetan culture. That's why he decided to come up with a solution of his own, one that allows the nomads to keep doing what they love the most, living in the grasslands, herding their yaks. Back in the mountains, nomad Nanjub has baked us a cake. She had to go down into the town to buy sugar. She says she and her husband Sanjay usually eat bread made from a typical kind of wheat that grows here high in the mountains, together with, of course, large slabs of yak meat, the same kind that they're serving us now.
Like, give up the tent and like move to the city and stay there. How do you feel about that?
It is impossible for me to move to the city. I can't see myself ever doing that.
At his schools, Meng Jime is trying hard to guard the Tibetan culture deep in these mountains in the center of China. But how much longer will his strategy work? Under Chinese law, children under 18 are not allowed to become monks, and religion isn't permitted in the classroom. Still, several hundred graduates of the boys' school have gone on to study Buddhism, the main Tibetan religion, at the nearby monastery. Others have gone to Tibetan language universities in cities in China's west. But 15-year-old Jemutsua at the girls' school has her own plans.
I want to be a superstar.
Want to be a superstar?
Yes.
This Tibetan girl wants to leave the mountains behind and move to the capital. This is Eva Ramelow for DW in China.
DW.